Veronica Vargas and her longtime partner, Alex, often chat with their three sons on the way to school.
What you guys want for Christmas, guys?
A house.
They said that in unison.
Obviously. What else other than a house?
The boys are 14, 13, and 11. The Hyundai Santa Fe is the family's bedroom, living room, and even kitchen.
Love you.
Love you, babies.
When the family's not at school or work, they spend most of their time in a local park. Veronica, an interpreter by trade, says she and Alex lost their jobs in their former home state of Florida when the pandemic began. They were out of work for a while, and it took a toll on their finances. They ran through their savings and lost the home they rented. When they initially started living out of the car, Veronica tried to hide it from the boys and told them they were camping. But that was months ago.
Once they started noticing that it wasn't a vacation, we told them. So yeah, they know. They know everything.
Veronica and Alex now work full-time at a Walmart in the region. They moved here to work the overnight shift. They say the wages are good. They each earn over $18 an hour.
A lot of the workers know about the kids' situation.
Alex usually works outside and keeps an eye on the car. Veronica says when some of her colleagues are outside, they check in on the kids too, to make sure they're okay.
Before, at first it was embarrassing, like, oh my God, these people know my kids are in the car. But now it's like, oh, thanks. Save me a trip, thanks.
Combined, Veronica and Alex make more than the median household income in the U.S., which is around $67,000 a year. So they don't qualify for government aid programs. But living unhoused is expensive for a family of five. There's daily gas fill-up since they keep the car running all night so the boys stay warm. On top of that, there's a car payment, an occasional hotel night, storage unit fees, $13 truck stop showers, and even frequent trips to the laundromat so Veronica can get wrinkles out of the boys' school clothes. It makes it hard for them to save up for things like a security deposit and first month's rent, especially in the area they're in now, the Parkland School District in Allentown suburbs. Parkland has one of the valley's top-ranked high schools, and Veronica says she wants to set her sons up for success in life. She says they're smart, honor roll students interested in STEM programs, so she and Alex want to do everything they can to keep their boys in the district. Diane Irish, the district social worker, says even in an affluent district like hers, students are struggling.
We don't have a high concentration of true federally defined poverty, but we certainly have families that are not getting by, are needing to make some really harsh choices and decisions in order to get by, sacrificing one thing for another.
Irish has become a bit of a local real estate expert working in this job, and she explained that there aren't a lot of rental options for working class families. One-bedroom apartments can start at around $1,800 a month, and landlords usually won't even rent that to a family. Irish says it's led families to overextend themselves financially just to keep their kids in the district.
And who can blame them? You know, they're looking for the best for their children. Who can blame them for that?
Amin Rahman is an economics professor at Lehigh University. He says a surprising number of Americans, even the affluent, are strapped for cash in all kinds of ways, even for things that seem basic. Homeownership, a car for each parent, college funds for kids, and maybe a family vacation every year.
Well, it turns out that that package of products actually costs double what the median income of households is currently.
Rahman says that's a glaring example of how Americans' actual incomes fall short when it comes to a living standard we think is reasonable. That said, Veronica and Alex are working on scraping enough money together for their version of the American dream, putting their boys to bed in a house, not the back of an SUV, where the three carefully arrange themselves in the tiny space to sleep.
Ma, can you put my seat back?
Yes, you can put your seat back as much as you can.
In a home near schools they trust to teach their sons. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.